Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Moed Katan Chav Vav, Moed Katan 26a, pagination 51, dealing with a tragic situation of Sefer Torah Shen Nisraf, a Sefer Torah that was purposely burnt about 10 lines down into the wide lines. So the halacha is that we would have to do kriya if we witnessed something. We would tear our clothing upon witnessing such a tragic event. Minolon, how do we know that? Tichsiv, because there's a story that's described in the Navi, Vayihi, and it was, Kikroa Yehudi Shalosh Delosos Ve'arba'a, as the Jew read the book of Eicha, Kinos, written by Yirmiah to the Jewish king Yehoyakim, Vayikroa B'sa'ar HaSofer, so they ripped the names of Hashem out, or the entire book, they shredded, v'hashlech elo esh, and they threw it into the fire. And the Gemara elaborates and explains what exactly happened. The beginning of the next line. Omru leile Yehoyakim. They told the king Yehoyakim. Kosav Yirmiah Sefer Kinos, Yirmiah wrote a book of lamentations, foretelling great destruction in Yerushalayim. Omaluhu, so Yehoyakim asked, Maksiv Bey, what does it say in it? I want to see if it's relevant. So they told him, Eicha Yashva Bodod, referring to the city, it would be lonely, desolate. Omaluhu Anamalko, he says, I'm the king. Not relevant to me. Omalei, so they told him the next pasuk, Bachosivka Balaila, they're going to be crying on the night. Anamalko, he answered, I'm the king, not relevant. Golso Yehudi Me'oni, these psukim are based on the Aleph Beis, we're up to Gimel. Yehuda, Judea, will be sent into exile with great affliction. Anamalko, he says, I'm the king. Darkei Tzion Avelos, Dalid, the ways of Tzion are mournful. Anamalka, nothing to do with me. Finally, by Hey, they told him, Hayutza Reha Lerosh, the enemy became the leader. Omalahu, so the leader, so that pertains to him. Man Omra, who said such a thing? And they quoted the end of the Pasuk, Yashem Hoga Rov Pishoeha, that Hashem is punishing him because of the great sins. Miyad Koda Kolas Karosheba, so he cut it up. V'sarfam ba'esh, and he burnt in fire. So, whether he burnt the words, the names of Hashem that he cut out, or he shredded it, but v'hainu d'chsiv, the pasuk continues and tells us, v'lo fochadu, they were not frightened, the people who witnessed it, v'lo karu es bigdeyim, and they didn't tear their garments, m'chlal d'ba'u l'mikra, from there you see that it would have been appropriate to tear their garments. Amalei Rav Papa La Abaye, Rav Papa said to Abaye, maybe it's not such a good proof, because there's a different reason that they should tear. Mishim Shmuas Haros, because if you hear bad news, maybe that's the reason that you should tear. And Eicha, Kinnis, is pretty heavy. Amalei, he answered, it's a good proof that by burning something, you would tear, because Shmuas Haros Bahi Shaita Mihavu. There's no reason to tear because of bad news, because all Yirmiah was doing was saying a warning, what will happen if you don't fix things. But it wasn't a promise that it's going to happen. It's not a fact that's being related that it did happen. It's a warning. You don't tear on a warning. And therefore, the reason they should have torn, in fact, proves that upon seeing the disgrace, the burning of the Sefer, they were supposed to tear. Let's skip two lines, and towards the beginning of the line, Rabbi Abba v'Ravuna Baruchia v'Yasva Kamei d'Rabbi Abba, these two rabbis were studying, Bo'u la'afnuyei, and they wanted to use the bathroom, and therefore they were taking off their tefillin. They placed the tefillin onto a pillow. Asoy basna amisa, an ostrich, an animal came, and wanted to swallow the tefillin. And guess it found it interesting. Omar, he said, Hashta, if such a thing would happen, echayvin lishtei krios, I would have to tear. Amale minalacha, why do you say you would have to tear if the animal destroyed it? V'abedidiyava uvda, because I once had a similar story, v'asar likmeidur av masna, v'lohava bidei, and he wasn't sure how to paskin. Asar likmeidur av Yehuda, v'amali, hachi am Shmuel, in the name of Shmuel, lo omru, they didn't say that you have to tear, ele bezroa uchemaisa shahoya, unless the item was done with force, in the way that it was done in the case of Yehoyakim. When you have a king that's purposely going ahead and destroying it, or anything similar. So the question is how far to take this. But if something is desecrated intentionally, as opposed to an accident, so if it's desecrated intentionally, it would be a chiyuv kriya, an obligation to tear, because of the tragedy that was witnessed. Now, it's important to make a distinction between this, which is considered a tragedy, an affront to the dignity of Torah, and a different case, which is not an example of tragedy, but is viewed rather as a warning. I'm referring to a Mishnah Berurah that the halacha that results is fairly well known. In Hilchos Tefillin, Simen Mem, Sifkaten Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah mentions Noagim Ha'olam Lehisanos, the custom that's widespread is to fast Kishenofel Tefillin Miyado La'aretz Below Nartikon, if a person has the tefillin fall out of their hand without their case. So if they're in the bag, so that's one thing we'll discuss in afterwards, the Mishnah Berurah mentions, yitin pruta l'tzedakah, you should give some tzedakah. But if it falls without the case, then a person should fast. That's the minig. V'adin kishenofa sefer Torah, afilu ben artikon, and that's the halacha by a sefer Torah, even if it's in its case. If it falls, one should fast. So the Mefarshim explain that this is a different case than the case we're describing where a person tears upon tragic news. This is an accident. It's not considered a tragedy. No one threw the tefillin chas v'shalom to the floor in an act of defiance. It fell, the person, whatever, it slipped. It's an accident. It's described as simen hu min hashamayim shetzorech lachzor b'tshuva. That such a thing should happen to a person is considered a sign from heaven that you have to do tshuva, that you have to pay attention. And that's the concept of a tainis. A person would fast, there would be a day of paying attention to one's deeds, and therefore the message would be received. Whereas what we're describing in our Gemara is that a purposeful act of defiance against Torah was done, and that's considered a tragedy, not so much a sign from heaven. It's in its very occurrence considered a tragedy, and that's why kriya is considered the appropriate response. May Hashem protect us. Thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.